You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's trip to the APEC summit in Peru ends today, and it includes a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. ABC's Alex Brashear is traveling with the president.
It's only the third time that the leaders have met since Biden took office, and it will likely be the last time they both meet as presidents. But there are a number of things that were told by the White House that they will be discussing, chief among them, a smooth transition between the Biden and Trump administrations.
And as that transition continues, some senators are calling for the House Ethics Committee to release its report into the Attorney General nominee, Matt Gaetz, amid allegations of sexual misconduct. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says it should not be released since Gaetz has resigned from the House. Rudy Giuliani Friday turned over his car, several watches, a ring, and financial assets to two Georgia election workers that he defamed in the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election. This is ABC News. There was a fire on board a Southwest Airlines plane Friday during boarding in Denver.
This is what it sounded like, recorded by Catherine Rios, as a cell phone caught fire on board the Southwest Airlines plane at the gate in Denver. Rios telling us it turned chaotic.
Panic, and everybody was freaking out and trying to grab their bags.
Passengers in the front walked off through the jet bridge. In the back, they went down emergency slides.
And then people just started jumping out of the inflatable ramp.
Southwest says one passenger was injured in the evacuation and the cell phone owner had burns. Alex Stone, ABC News.
McDonald's is planning to invest $100 million on recovery efforts after the recent E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 100 people across 14 states. CNBC reports $65 million will go to support owners who lost business, $35 million into marketing efforts. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and mild conditions today with a high of 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, some brief pockets of light rain, 43 for a low. Sunday, a good amount of sunshine, breezy, still mild, 54. Sunday night, a bit cool, 32 for a low. Turning cloudy and breezy on Monday, rain by late afternoon, 53. Tuesday, breezy in the morning, rain tapering off, a high of 57. Blustery and cold on Wednesday, light snow with a high of 42.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling is to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on.
Hey, Zoggy, you got better things to do?
I got better things to do.
How's it going out to our one of our great listeners, Zoggy, this morning, Terry Clark on Country and Community. So no matter where you're listening or how you're listening, terrestrial radio, could be through Alexa, could be on the Civic Media app, could be from WRCO.com. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend wake-up. 707, 28 degrees. Here's Mark Miller and his boys, Sawyer Browns, round here on RCO-FM.
Sue and Jack, fairly in love around here. Well, they've been going steady now for years. They couldn't afford much of anything, but they worked and bought her a diamond ring. That's the way we live and the way we love around here. We got store halls and folded hands, a working woman and a working man. That's the way it is and the way it's done around here. You and I, we're fussing fight around here.
What a great weekend we have planned for you. 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. The time travel journey, 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries. Caitlin O'Connell has your news at 7:45. We have Paul Harvey after 8 o'clock, of course, Prime Mover. It's a Packer weekend against the Bears tomorrow. And on our sister WRCE station, we have Wisconsin Badger football today. They take on the number one team in the nation, the Oregon Ducks, coming to town. Let's send them migrating back home with a win, huh? 4:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff on RCE 107.7.
Moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute? I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny.
by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now, love, can't wait, then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
This month of gratitude, we salute veterans who defended our nation with honor and bravery. Thank you for your selfless service. This message is proudly brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland County Bank, Richards Insurance Agency, and by Cornerstone Service.
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Oh,
say, write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
From the high school basketball scene, there is a Richland Center Girls High School basketball scrimmage this morning at 10 a.m. at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Now, there has been some erroneous information floating around with a different stated time, including from the WIAA. According to the Richland Center head coach, the Richland Center Girls High School basketball scrimmage this morning starts at 10 a.m. at the RCHS Fieldhouse.
Pumpkin pie was a staple on New England Thanksgiving tables as far back as the turn of the 18th century. According to History.com, legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. There could simply be no Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on...
Are you looking for some entertainment treasures? Visit the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center, where they're offering a huge 50% off all media items, CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, records, albums. If it's media, it's half off. From the oldies but goodies to hard-to-find classics, they've got an amazing variety just waiting for you. Open Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4. Stop by, explore, and uncover incredible finds. The Family Thrift Shop, where every visit is a treasure hunt.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and mild conditions today with a high of 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, some brief pockets of light rain, 43 for a low. Sunday, a good amount of sunshine, breezy, still mild, 54. Sunday night, a bit cool, 32 for a low. Turning cloudy and breezy on Monday, rain by late afternoon, 53. Tuesday, breezy in the morning, rain tapering off, a high of 57. Blustery and cold on Wednesday, light snow with a high of 42.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service.
being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
It's time right now for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, and we celebrate a birthday. Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show, born on this date. In 1957, BBC's first pop music show, The 6-5 Special, broadcast. In 1960, Patsy Cline recorded the song I Fall to Pieces in Nashville. In 1965, Walt Disney launched Epcot Center, the experimental prototype community of tomorrow. In 1988, Robin Givens sued Mike Tyson for $125 million for libel. In 2001, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the first film adaptation of the book series, premiered in the U.S. Burgess Meredith, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and guitarist Dave Kushner of Velvet Revolver all celebrating birthdays today.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A Look at Entertainment History has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
We close down our time-traveling trip with our rabbit ears memory. We travel back to 1960. It was a cartoon series that made the jump between networks in the middle of a run. It originally aired Saturday mornings on ABC in 1960, stayed there until 1973. It went to CBS. No matter where it was a hit. It's the Bugs Bunny Show.
This, folks, is a Warner Brothers television production.
The Bugs Bunny Show.
Overture, curtain lights, this is it. The night of nights, no more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart.
And now, that Oscar-winning rabbit, Bugs Bunny.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana. I'm going down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge.
I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. Hey, I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Ain't Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
So if we're being honest, the last time I was in Baton Rouge, I did not get a pair of alligator shoes. Had some good seafood, though. That's Guy Clark. It's your weekend wake-up. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Thank you, Marty. It is Saturday, November 16th, 2024. If you are celebrating a birthday today, you share this day with Burgess Meredith, Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show, and actress Maggie Gyllenhaal. Time to take a look at birthdays locally and anniversaries brought to you each and every day by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We're going to jump right in and let you know that Brad Mulholland is celebrating a birthday, that note from the Sacred Heart Parish. It's a birthday wish for Cheryl Astell today from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club, and you know you've made it when you've made the fan club. Birthday blessings today to Stanley Miller from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Arlene Connor, hope you have a great birthday. Happy, happy birthday from your best friend, Sarah. I hope your day is as special as you are. Linda Wheatenfeld, happy birthday wishes from Butch and Mrs. Butch. It is a birthday wish for Cassidy Kadasek from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And Linda Wheatenfeld, you make a list from Monica Allen and the kids. Bennett Ewing, Maria Ewing, and Carrie Slater all celebrating from the Bloom City Town Crier. Keegan Gwynn is on the Schmidt Woodland Hills list. Bridget Cattle, Brian Hatch, Justin Jones, Lissy Knudsen, Amanda Nondorf, and Jennifer Sagert on the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club list. And we can let you know that Cameron Cameron Schultz and Lamont Saline are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries for Kirk and Raina McCauley and Randy and Shelley Schmidt from the Richland Center Lions Club. If you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM. It's a very, very viable question for Linda Ronstadt. Maybe somebody will answer that someday. When will I be loved? 7:35. As we move to 7:45, Caitlin O'Connell is in with your local news update.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If you love vinyl records, listen up. This Sunday, November 17th, Mastodon Records in Richland Center presents a special sale featuring great deals on vinyl records, top quality records from a local estate, and area vendors who will be offering records, CDs, DVDs, and other memorabilia. Everyone is welcome to stop by Mastodon Records at Okooch Books and Libations this Sunday from 10 until 3. It will be a great time to shop for the vinyl record enthusiast in your shopping list. Celebrate music, a collection like no other, and other surprises at Mastodon Records special sale Sunday in downtown Richland Center.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
In a couple of moments, we will play Where in the World is Hankaroo? Yeah, he's out and about somewhere. We'll find out. Think of a better way to start your Saturday weekend wake up than a little bit of Zydeco with Doug Kershaw, unless, of course, you're out and about and you're wondering, where is Hank? We always play, or we try to occasionally a couple times a month, this time frame. Where in the world is Hank? Hankaroo is out and about today, and we want to say good morning. We actually, this is kind of rare, we have Hank live on the radio, and the only reason I was able to give him a call, I don't have his number, but our elf, Thornberger, is that his name, Thornberger? Yeah.
It's Thornberg.
Yeah. Thornberg. Yeah. He gave me your number, and he told me to wake you up.
Well, he has way, way too much time on his hands.
Yeah, we're going to fix that. Let's say we've already fixed that. You'll see Monday when you come in. He asked me not to tell, so I'm not going to tell. You're going to have to find out.
You basically teamed up with him, everybody else in that building.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you know me, I'm an opportunist. If you would have been here, I would have teamed up with you.
And, you know, I'm actually out of bed now. But, you know, the other day someone captured me at work sleeping.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. Thanks. Hey, if you don't want to end up on social media, don't take a nap at work.
Right. Hey, you know, someone's got to sleep, though. Someone's got to do it.
You know, you've earned it. And you should be sleeping this morning. You should be sleeping in this weekend, but you're not. You have a pretty cool gig coming up today. So where in the world is Hankaroo?
Hankaroo is headed to Wisconsin Rapids this morning. My father actually came up, so my father's with me. But Hankaroo is doing the 8-man state championship game for football today.
How crazy is that? That's a pretty that's a pretty big honor.
It's a huge honor. It is a huge honor. So looking forward to that. And that game kicks off at 1:00 this afternoon.
So were there any prerequisites where they told you to, like, have your eyes checked or don't bring your whistle or anything?
No, that, Actually, it's really cool because they go through a lot of steps before you get there. And then once we do get there at 11 this morning, you go through everything that they want you to do. So it's a pretty rigorous format, but it's really, really neat.
So, so it should be a great game. Eight-player football state championship. Yep. And then, of course, this coming weekend, we have the 11-player. And, I don't know if you saw the score or not. Did you see the Stratford Prairie du Chien score from last night?
Yeah, that was probably a heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. I want to congratulate Prairie du Chien, though, on just an outstanding season. Came up one point short.
Yep, like one point short, but at Potosi Castle's moving on to play for the state championship. So that's awesome. That is absolutely amazing.
I was looking through the scores this morning, Hankaroo, and we could have had, so many local teams. We actually had two lacrosse teams involved last night, Prairie du Chien involved, and Potosi Castle. So in theory, we could have sent four local-ish teams to the state tournament.
Well, here, and don't forget about Highland last week. They got beaten in the state semifinal by the I think it's by Milton or Wilton today that they're going to play, that I'm reffing.
Yeah.
Highland had a really good football season. So
yeah, Highland came really, really close to ending up in that eight-player championship today.
Yeah, what was it, 21-23 with a loss?
They lost by two, yep.
Yeah, Highland was a good football team, and kudos to them. But, it's the cream of the crop today, cream of the crop next week. So, just like you, Adam, cream of the crop that we have on Saturday mornings, buddy.
You may need to check the expiration date on that cream.
Well, I did, but that's all we could find.
We're good to go?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing Caitlin's there. She's carrying you through the day today.
Yeah, we're going to give the cream to Thornburg.
Yeah, and then put him on my desk. I appreciate that.
Yeah. He's in your office already.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to see that.
Hey, buddy. Monday we're going to play Where in the World is Thornburg. This has been Where in the World is Hankaroo. Hey, Hank, my friend, safe travels and have a good game today.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks. Everybody be kind.
Information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast, from WRCO-FM.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7:45. We're up to 32 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Philback Family of Dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the great folks at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild today. That, according to Tony Schumacher, with a high of 54. 43 tonight. Good amount of sun for your Packers Sunday and a high of 54. The morning low, 27. We do currently have a few clouds moving back in, and we're at 32 degrees. Caitlin O'Connell has your news update in a moment.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, November 16th. Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin achieved a new record high for employment during October 2024, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The new record for total employment released by the Department of Workforce Development breaks the record announced for September data and marks the sixth consecutive month record for state employment, highlighting the unprecedented number of workers participating in Wisconsin's economy. Preliminary employment estimates for October 2024 showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 2.9%, which is 1.2 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. In addition, the state's labor force participation rate increased to 65.7% in October, while the national rate ticketed down to 62.6%. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Fred Kessler, who died Tuesday at the age of 84. Former Representative Kessler was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly as the youngest person to serve in Wisconsin State Legislature at the time and represented the 10th Milwaukee Assembly District from 1961 to 1963 and 1965 to 1972, and later the 12th Assembly District from 2005 to 2019. Former Representative Kessler also served as a Milwaukee County judge from 1972 to 1978, and a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge from 1978 to 1981, and again from 1986 to 1988. Services for former Representative Kessler will be held today in Milwaukee. A new report shows Wisconsin voters approved a record number of school referenda in 2024 elections. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released a study Thursday that found school districts held a record 241 referenda this year. The old record was 240 set in 1998. Voters approved a record 169 referenda, eclipsing the old record of 140 set in 2018. The approved referenda authorized a record of $4.4 billion in new funding for school districts, breaking the old record of $2.7 billion set in 2020. The report attributed the record number of referenda to inflation outpacing increases in the state's per-pupil revenue limits. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle has proposed creating a new grant program that provides grant funding to Wisconsin schools for the purpose of upgrading water fountains to control for lead and other contaminants. As part of Dr. Underle's 2025 to 2027 biannual budget request, $2.5 million would be provided over the biennium via a grant program that supports schools in modernizing water fountains and ensures students have access to clean drinking water. In October, Dr. Underle announced a budget proposal investigating nearly $60 million to help school districts resolve staffing challenges and retain teachers, and another $42 million proposal that supports the development of readers and schools in implementing mandated early literacy initiatives. Dr. Underle also recently announced a $311 million proposal for school nutrition that provides universal meals to Wisconsin students at no cost to families. November is Diabetes Month, and a time to bring attention to the challenges facing diabetics. Here's Melissa Kay.
Nearly 38 million Americans live with diabetes. One challenge facing diabetics is hypoglycemia.
Hypoglycemia is when your blood sugar falls really low, and this can lead to many health complications.
That's Aspyrus Pharmacy resident Rebecca Tao. She said hypoglycemia can happen for many reasons.
One reason is that your body might produce too much insulin, or if you are on insulin therapy, insulin is a hormone that your pancreas make that helps us use sugar for energy.
Symptoms can vary, but you should know what to look for, as dangerously low blood sugar levels can pose immediate health risks if left unaddressed.
Common signs and symptoms to look for are if you are feeling shaky, if you are feeling hunger, also, if you have like a fast heartbeat or if you're feeling dizziness.
Rebecca said if you're feeling these symptoms, you should check your blood sugar level if you can. Then you should follow the rule of 15. Consume 15 grams of fast-acting carbohydrates, wait 15 minutes, then check your blood sugar again and repeat if necessary. It's important to listen to your body and know how to respond to low blood sugar episodes.
The November Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open as usual today from 9 until 11 and on Monday from 4 until 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, that due to the holidays, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Viola Municipal Building and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information on the Kickapoo Food Pantry, you can call 608-63-271910. A busy food pantry in the Baraboo area is being forced to find a new space. Beyond Blast Pantry Executive Director Sharon Howley says the lease isn't being renewed, despite more families asking for help. Typically an average of 600, but in the last few weeks, the pantry has served more than 775 households. In 2023, the Beyond Blessed Pantry served 29,058 households for a total of 102,281 individuals. Over 2 million pounds of food was distributed, and over 13,000 volunteer hours were logged. The pantry has to relocate in January. Howley worries it will have to close during a typically busy holiday and winter season. If you don't have a building, you can't serve people. We have warehouse products and items needing coolers and freezers, but without space, we lose the ability to support our community. Wisconsin will place a tax on electric vehicle charging stations starting next year. This means most businesses will have to register their charging stations and pay 3 cents per kilowatt hour delivered. The owners of EVs who have charging stations at their home will not be subject to the tax. The tax applies to the charging stations at businesses, even ones not used by the public. The Department of Revenue says the tax will allow continued funding for road repairs and construction. As Wisconsin drivers make the switch to electric vehicles, the tax creates an equitable system where all drivers contribute to road maintenance costs. The new tax goes into effect on January 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched an innovative new online tool for people working in overdose spike response, substance use prevention, harm reduction treatment, and recovery. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide near real-time data on when and where suspected overdoses may have occurred to inform immediate actions to address drug overdoses. Using the data that includes suspected overdose data from ambulance runs and emergency department visits, the system allows users to monitor local trends, set and receive alerts around community-specific thresholds, and connect to essential spike response resources. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System is not available to the public. Publicly available, anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and other substance use data will remain available on the DHS website. The launch of the system follows reports from across the nation that suspected overdose deaths are trending down for the first time since 2018. In addition to data tracking tools, like the Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System, the DHS response to the drug overdose epidemic includes public education on how to talk about substance use to build supportive communities, free distribution of naloxone, the opioid overdose reversal medication, and drug checking supplies like fentanyl test strips, as well as investments in harm reduction response programs, additional treatment and recovery supports like mobile clinics, and programs that connect people who have experienced an overdose with people in recovery from a substance use disorder who support and guide the overdose survivor to better health and wellness. For more information about the Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System, you can visit the DHS website.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, November 16th. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 o'clock at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. A mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary's Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keedsville today from 10 until 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery on Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26th of 2023 at home. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 at Homagen's in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply the music. For William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. Robert Frank Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died on Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd, from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing to be held at 3 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. For Robert Frank Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Duane J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green, died on Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of Duane J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our